flooring is our topic of this Saturday's On the House Hour, or 9 o'clock hour. We spend the whole hour talking about something specific on your home, castle, or cabin. We've been talking floors with Brand Flooring, and we're going to switch just a tiny bit because no matter what you're doing on your home, it requires the skilled labor to physically do the work. And constantly talking about the labor shortage that we have for skilled workers and all over. I don't think there's any one area that they've got an oversupply of skilled laborers anywhere in the world. You know, that the old school craftsmanship just isn't being taught. I mean, it's a huge detriment. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. And we want to talk about Aaron. You've recently graduated and went straight into the trades.
Yeah, I graduated on May 15th, and pretty much as soon as June 1st came around, I started working full time. It was a big change, but it was a good change. I like having the daily grind of waking up and going out in the morning, helping cut carpet, then going out, do measurements, helping out people. It's a good experience overall.
Through your high school career, did you know that you were always going to do that, or were you constantly wrestling? Am I going to go to college? Am I going to go to trades? What?
It was a wrestle. So I still don't really know what I want to do. I originally wanted to do auto mechanics and went to school for 2 years for that and realized that's a little too stressful for me. So I'd rather keep doing that as a hobby. But I pretty much started working with my dad at age 16 and officially started working. But ever since I started there, it's just been growing and growing. I think I'm just going to be sticking with this business.
Yeah, he's been on jobs since he was about three.
Well, I was going to say, there's there's when you started working for your dad, and then there's when you started getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are not the same thing.
He was cleaning grout lines at 3 years old. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of memories of my dad taking me out, going to jobs where he'll go do all the hard work. And what I thought was hard work, which was cleaning grout, that's not that hard anymore. But that was a big job when I was three. But it's really just been something that I've started to enjoy more and more.
Very good. And, you know, it's nothing to say that, like you said, you're not even sure that, you know, what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you've got steady income, and that gives you options.
Yeah.
You're not carrying around this huge debt from a degree that there's no job demand for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I decided to not really go into college. I haven't even looked into it at all. I've just really wanted to kind of get my life started, get money to where I can kind of really get my life started, where I can move out and be my own independent person.
And, you know, it could be 40 years and you decide I want to start make my own vineyard, and yeah, you go to college at Yavapai Wine Central and you get your degree then.
Yeah, I could do that. But for the foreseeable future, I don't think I'm going to be doing any college, so...
Well, it's a great career, and the long-term trend is we need all the great young people recruited to the trades as possible. Yeah. It will make you a great living. It really will. JJ, we haven't had you on air very much. I know you're a big fan in this vinyl flooring product of the Mohawk product called RevWood.
Yeah, so RevWood it's not actually a vinyl core. It's a product that checks a lot of boxes, though,
okay,
for self-installed and just folks looking for the right entry-level product.
Good-looking product.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's not a ton of colors out. It's still fairly new, but it is a really good-looking product.
Y'all been putting it through a battery of tests at the shop.
We have. I feel bad for it almost.
Yeah, Julie owes us a new sample.
Yeah.
Is that the one you were showing us that you lit on fire?
Yeah.
That didn't burn. I mean, was it acetone?
Yeah, we put acetone on it, and it burned out. No surface damage.
You couldn't even see where the acetone liquid had been.
That's
it was
great.
Just gone.
That's great. When you set your house on fire, your floor is going to hold up, I guess. But the nice thing
not
about
spread it, the fire.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about it is you look at like the vinyl plank compared to this laminate, and that was fire we had on this, right? Well, it's waterproof, these vinyl planks, but they're not heat proof, and boiling water is hot.
Just in the kitchen, boiling water
is hot, and that'll destroy that floor. That won't destroy this floor, and it's water resistant, so you can wipe it up.
Very good.
And what is the name of the tree? I've already forgot.
Loblolly.
Loblolly tree is where it comes from. Yeah, it's the
That's the core.
The core is made of the loblolly tree. It's a southern yellow pine.
All right.
So it's really dense in resin. And that it's actually, this is a really nice product for, you know, when it comes to clean material, off-gassing and stuff like that, because it, the core is literally just made, what's holding it together is pressure and resin from the tree.
That is a nice feature, the lack of off-gassing. Yeah. So that's the Mohawk Revwood.
Revwood.
I'm pretty familiar with the Shaw Cortec. We've seen a lot of that. Yeah. Again, if someone would like to get a hold of Bram Flooring, that number?
623-974-9777.
Thanks a million for coming in, guys.
And now showroom open on Saturdays till 2?
Saturdays we are open till 2, yeah.